I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, May 7th. Stop and Shop pharmacies are joining CVS and Walmart in offering walk-in COVID-19 vaccines. More than 250 Stop and Shop pharmacies will offer the vaccinations, including both stores in Quincy. The Southern Artery store will offer the one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and the Newport Avenue store will provide the two-dose Moderna vaccine. There were 7 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with 54 active cases. Quincy's positivity rate is 2.5%. The city is in the yellow category on the risk assessment map. There have been 153 deaths. There are currently 11 candidates for this year's Quincy City election. As of Thursday, school committee incumbents Emily Lebo, Courtney Pertios, and Doug Guttrow were up for re-election, along with newcomers Elizabeth Speakman, Ellen Patterson O'Donnell, and Liberty Schaff. City councilors Noel DeBona, Ian Kane, Chuck Phelan, and William Harris are running again, and Steve Pertios has taken out papers to run for the Ward 2 council seat. There is no mayoral race in Quincy this year. Quincy College is offering financial assistance to people who've lost their jobs due to the pandemic. The school received $430,000 in federal grant money to offer the financial assistance to provide credit and non-credit classes to those who have been impacted by the pandemic. Interfaith Social Services of Quincy says over 400 people participated in their virtual Stop the Stigma 5K road race, raising over $75,000 for their New Directions Mental Health Counseling Center. The 47th annual event was held virtually for the second year in a row due to the pandemic. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, May 7th.